Part 2. Survey. Cheerleading. Good evening. You're listening to Radio Kansas, and my name is Rob Lowe. Tonight's discussion topic is cheerleading, and I would love to hear your opinion on this sport. Do you think cheerleading is an essential part of American culture, or is it time to put away the pom-poms? Oh, I'm looking forward to your calls.
Hi there. My name is Amanda. I used to be a cheerleader 30 years ago, but I would not want my grandchild to do it nowadays. It's become so dangerous. When I was a girl, cheerleading was jumping up and down and waving pom-poms. Today, halftime routines include dangerous stunts where female cheerleaders do tricks on top of human pyramids. I can't bear to look.
Hi, my name is Lauren, and Amanda is right about that. There are other reasons for banning cheerleading at football games. I think watching young, attractive women doing dance routines on the sidelines and cheering on male players just makes women seem less important in this male-dominated world. Why are the women on the sides of the pitch? Why aren't we watching them on the pitch? We need to be promoting women's professional sports. We can do more than just look good.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and I am a member of the All Stars Comets cheerleading team. We don't cheer at sport events, we enter national competitions and compete against other teams. You should go along, it's great! We perform amazing stunts to loud, pulsating music. It's real sport.
My name is Courtney. Why would you want to take away the one thing that I love the most? It's the biggest thing in my life. I wake up and I know I have cheerleading practice after school. It's what brings me alive and gets my adrenaline pumping in the best way possible. Sure, there are some risks, but if you can't handle the intensity, do something else.
My name is Dylan, and I'm against cheerleading at American football matches. Professional cheerleaders add little to the sport. It is clear that cheerleaders are not necessary to improve spectator participation. Fans at soccer matches in England are very animated without the presence of cheerleaders. Getting rid of professional cheerleaders would allow fans to focus properly on the game itself.
Hi, my name is Adam and I do cheerleading. But you're a guy, I can hear you say. When I got to college, I discovered that the cheerleading team was both female and male students. It's not just about short skirts and dance choreography. It is tough and requires a lot of blood, sweat and skill. Cheerleading has also opened up many doors for me. I now work as an instructor for one of the nation's largest cheer camp companies. It allows me to travel to some amazing places, and I've made some lifelong friends along the way.
My name is Hayley, and I love being a cheerleader. One of the best parts of being a cheerleader is that you get to inspire so many people. At games, little girls show me their handstands, jumps, and flips. They think I'm one of the greatest people in the world. I encourage them to join a cheerleading team and try new things. Being a cheerleader means setting a good example. So you can't let your grades drop, you can't fight with people, and you've got to encourage your teammates, other squads, and those little girls.
We're going to take a commercial break right now, but keep those calls coming. We've got plenty of time left.